Every accidental death on British railways crossings was a personal tragedy which could have been averted. That, according to a report from the Transport Select Committee into the way Network Rail handled the families following the deaths and also managed the safety of their level crossings. The government has today recommended that the Office of Rail Regulation, which is responsible for rail safety, adopt an explicit target of zero fatalities at level crossings from 2020. But crucially, that they apologise to the families of those killed, who they say were treated appallingly. Louise Ellman, MP, is the chair of the Transport Committee, and she spoke to Paul Stainton earlier this morning.
I am very glad that Network Rail have now offered a full apology. What's happened is truly terrible. People who were killed because of Network Rail's negligence or inaction were blamed for their own deaths. The bereaved families were treated with callousness, and Network Rail came heavy-handed to inquiries where bereaved families felt absolutely powerless and vulnerable. All of that has to change. I think it has started to change. And now Network Rail have to show that they really are going to be different. They have to take safety at level crossings more seriously, take action more quickly and stronger action. And if there are going to be more accidents and bereavements, they have to treat those families with great concern and not with the contempt of the past. But it's all about saving lives, and that's what has to change.
Well, I'm joined now by Tina Hughes. Tina's daughter, Olivia, was killed at a crossing in Elsenham in 2005 and has been working closely with Network Rail on improving the safety of railway crossings. Tina, good morning to you.
Morning.
Now, thankfully, most of us can only just imagine the horrors of your life over the past 8 years and indeed those of the Thompson's family. But is an apology does it go any way to sort of allaying what you've been through over the last years?
Well, in a way it does, although I have to say that we did get a full and unreserved apology from David Higgins, the previous chief executive, 2 years ago when they were taken to court and prosecuted. So today was just a kind of repeat of that. But obviously, Elsenham was a sort of special case because it was prosecuted, and there are many other families out there who've been treated badly by Network Rail over the years. But no apology is ever going to really make any difference. It just makes you feel a little bit less bitter about what happened and helps to sort of put it in the past, I think, which is obviously important because, you know, life goes on and we have to carry on with the rest of our families and live our lives and, you know, hopefully bring our loved ones who've lost their lives with us in our hearts and memories.
The report from the Select Committee was hugely critical of Network Rail, certainly the way it operated the crossings, but also the way it treated you and has treated other families. Which is the most important aspect of this report? The fact that they are making recommendations when it comes to practicalities on the railway lines, or the way they behave if, and hopefully never, this happens again?
Well, I think that's important. But I think that's already changed. I think there was a sea change in the way that Network Rail operated when the previous chief executive came along 3 years ago. And I've seen that. They're much more open than they ever were with us. I mean, it took us 6 years to get to the truth of what had actually happened at Elsenham. And I'm glad that other families wouldn't ever have to go through that, because it's bad enough actually dealing with the traumatic death of your loved one in such circumstances without having to deal with a company being secretive and blaming your loved one. I mean, Olivia and Charlie were described as trespassers, even though they'd bought a ticket and they were using a legitimate level crossing. Okay, the girls made a mistake and stepped out in front of a train when the lights were flashing. There was actually nothing wrong with the level crossing. The problem was that we found out that the level crossing should never have had only just lights and warnings. They should have had locked gates because the risk at that particular crossing was so high. But Network Rail refused to acknowledge that that was an issue. Even after the accident report came out and said that Elsenham was the highest risk, they said when they put the bridge and the locks in at Elsenham, they said, oh, we're making a safe crossing, even safer, even though they'd had it, you know, in black and white that actually Elsenham was probably the third most high-risk crossing in the country. So it was that absolute refusal to acknowledge that they were in any way the wrong that was the problem for us.
You make the point that they have certainly improved over the last 3 years, but there are thousands of places where people can cross railway lines right across our country. Is the only answer, the ultimate solution, to be a bridge or a subway at every crossing? And can this ever be attained? Any time that people can walk on a railway line, they are in danger.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Anywhere that you can cross a railway line, you're in danger. All that Network Rail can do is to put warnings up, or where the risk is very significant, to provide an alternative means over. So a footbridge, locking gates, closing the crossing completely and making you use an alternative which has got better protection. But they're never going to be able to close them all, and nor would the British public want them to close them all, because some of them you can't build a bridge or an underpass because it just isn't practical. There isn't the land around, or it's just you know, the people there don't want it to happen. But what Network Rail has to do is to make sure that it's managing the risks appropriately, making sure that it knows the priorities of all of the, you know, the most difficult, the most dangerous crossings, so that they're actually targeting the budget that they are allowed to spend on level crossings and making sure that those are made as safe as possible or closed if it's actually practical to do so.
If, heaven forbid, something like this should ever happen again, do you think Network Rail have learned enough to behave completely differently? You were bullied, really, weren't you? Because when you and Reg and Hillary Thompson went to court, there were all these lawyers arraigned against you. You were made to feel like the little people, really, and that they tried, as you said, to blame the girls when they were obviously blameless. Do you think they've learned enough lessons to never do this again?
I don't know. I'd like to think so. But I know one of the recommendations in the Transport Select Committee report is that Network Rail is a bit more proportionate in its legal representation. Of course, families are not entitled to legal aid. And of course, another article in the news today is that legal aid is being cut further and further. We couldn't afford to have legal representation, but Network Rail and all the train operating companies, etc., who were opposite us in the inquest, were able to close down discussion of risk assessments at the inquest, which we weren't able to fight because we didn't have the legal representation. But of course, all their barristers and solicitors are paid for by us, the taxpayer and the rail fare payers. So it's very unfair. But that is a recommendation, and I hope that Network Rail will learn from that. I can only hope that they will. But I believe that the new chief executive, who's literally arrived just a few weeks ago, he, I think, really understands the whole safety culture that needs to come into Network Rail. And I think he'll drive that through. And I think that will follow through in the way that people are treated and the way that they operate, the way that they're going to drive continuing programme of improvements at level crossings through.
Just finally, we've talked about the bonus culture across this country quite a lot in the past 12 to 15 months or so. There was a bonus culture, wasn't there, existing at Network Rail? One of the recommendations is that executive directors don't get bonuses this year. Do you think that was one of the things that drove their reaction to your personal disaster?
Possibly, yes, I think it probably was. They have always been targeted on performance. And unless a company is targeted on performance and safety, it will cut corners and try and improve safety without necessarily following through on safety aspects. I know that shortly after the prosecution of the Elsenham case, the directors, the executive directors of Network Rail, didn't take a bonus, and they put their £1 million bonus pot into the level crossing programme, which was, you know, very, very astute of them at the time. But I know that since then they've been getting their bonuses, and, you know, they're still missing very significant targets. So I'm hoping that, you know, they don't offer themselves bonuses, and also that their bonuses are more appropriate in future. I really hope that just does change.
Well, Tina, it's been really good to talk to you, and I hope at long last this is it. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That's Tina Hughes, the mother of Alizia Baslington, who along with Charlie Thompson was killed at Elsenham in 2005. Can our railway crossings ever be safe? That's our question.